Always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, each year, the Transamerica Center for Health Studies conducts surveys of both consumers as well as employers regarding their knowledge of and interaction with health coverage and health care. Here to discuss some interesting findings from that survey of consumers is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what were some of the interesting findings this year as you looked at what how consumers perceive and grappling with healthcare coverage?
I think one of the common threads through the whole survey was related to healthcare costs and the concern that people have about that. 56% of Americans say healthcare costs are a very or somewhat significant source of stress, and only money and the economy are more commonly mentioned stress drivers. It's a big deal to people.
You know, it stands to reason. I mean, people get stressed out, particularly you know, when they're confronted with a major health issue, dealing with that, but then the related costs. So is it the fact that an increasing number of Americans are dealing with actual health issues?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. A significant majority of adults, 62%, report some health condition. That's a significant amount. And 21% say they have been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, or alcohol or drug dependency. So those are more mental health conditions within that group of concerns. So obviously when you're sick or you're needing care, the costs for those services really weigh on you.
Right. The issue of costs under the Affordable Care Act have certainly been in the news a great deal. How are people managing these costs?
Only 27% of Americans are saving for healthcare expenses. And among the uninsured, 91% of them are not currently saving for healthcare expenses. So they're getting walloped every time they have a big health cost bill to pay. And also, interestingly, men are more likely than women to say that they are currently saving for healthcare expenses, 34% for men versus 22% for women.
I recall in this survey in recent years, you've seen that people were not particularly informed about healthcare issues.
Yeah, well, after an initial increase in knowledge upon implementation of the Affordable Care Act, Americans' level of being informed has remained static since 2014. So the last 3 years, just a little over half felt they were aware and knowledgeable about what was happening.
I think that's fascinating. What is it that's preventing people from really paying attention to these essential issues that impact their life, impact their livelihoods, their savings, their overall financial outlook?
Well, one thing that we've seen is that the continuously insured, the people who've had insurance all along, have not had to make many changes at all. The newly insured, obviously people who didn't have insurance before and have picked it up over the last couple of years, made those significant changes and obviously did some research and had to figure things out. And then the uninsured, the people who were uninsured before, that is the group that is the least knowledgeable.
I thought it was fascinating in the study that a vast majority of Americans actually rate their health as being pretty good overall. Yet your survey revealed that people are really dealing with quite a number of health issues.
Well, the top three were high blood pressure, being overweight, and high cholesterol. And again, as I mentioned earlier, 62% said they had some kind of medical condition, but 71% of those that say they have a medical condition rated their health as good or excellent.
Hector, thanks as always for the insights and all the great advice you share with us here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.